I've got to declare an interest here straight up. I'm a member of the club. I've had over 100 runs with the club. But the difference, the point of difference with the Coastal Running Club is that it's all nominated time events. So you only need to run as fast as you feel like. It's not competitive. You nominate a time before the run. Don't wear a watch and see how close you get. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
It is, and it's pretty much just a fun run for everybody, families, singles, couples. Yeah, it's just pretty well the club that's there for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you can be as competitive as you want to. You can run hard if you want to, but if you only feel like a jog and or a walk even, you can do either or.
Oh, definitely. We have some that start off in the shorter distances and progress through the season up to the longer ones, which is a pretty big achievement for a lot of our young runners and older members as well.
It's a club for everyone, really, because when you make the presentations every week, how you get everyone's attention is you call out runners, joggers, walkers, and that's really what the club's all about, isn't it?
It is, and it's about having fun and everybody, you know, just mixing in well and, yeah, pretty much having fun.
very much a family-orientated club. And you mentioned the distances. Now, there's three different distances every week. There's a short distance, which a lot of the kids do. There's a middle distance, which old men like me do. And then there's a long distance, which usually varies from anywhere between 5 to about 7 k's. That's the long run, is it?
Definitely. This year, though, Martin, for the first time, we've introduced another run with our other three runs on one of our days, the end of October, and it's a between 10 and 15 kilometre run that's for the ones that are a little bit more accomplished with running and ones that want to have a go at it as well.
Okay, I can tell you now I won't be entering.
Okay.
I'm at the stage now where the medium runs are just right for me.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Yeah, but as you say, there's three different. Now the short runs for the kids, they can be as short as 1 kilometre, can't they?
Yeah, probably have about up to 1.2, 1.4 k's, and some of our older members as well, elderly people, would start off in the short run and then progress up to the medium run that's around about 2.5 to 3.5 kilometres.
Okay. Now, it's how much is it to join? You have family rates, don't you?
Definitely. It's very affordable for everybody. It's $30 for a family. And $15 for singles, and also registration days, it's $5 for the family and $2 per single.
That's when you run on the Sundays, yeah. So it's every Sunday morning at around about 10:30 right across the coast. How many runs in the calendar this year?
There's 23 this year, 24. We've kept our extra run for the year, even though Christmas Day falls on a Sunday this year, and that's the only day we won't have a run. But we've also included another run just prior to the Burnie 10 on a Friday night.
Okay, so we go right through till about the middle of March?
About the first weekend in March, okay. Just before the PCCT starts.
Now, if people want to join the club, they can go to the website, which is Coastal Running Club. It's a CRC. I can't remember the rest of it. You better tell me.
It is Coastal Running Club.
inc.org.au. Okay, well, I was nowhere near it.
That's okay.
So you're into the second week. Tomorrow's run. Now, people can either register online or they can turn up to the run tomorrow. Probably if you're going to be for your first run, you need to register beforehand. Probably a good idea to turn up at 10. So where's tomorrow's run?
Tomorrow's run is at Romaine Park Reserve in Burnie. Normally a fairly well, all of our runs have been well supported, but this one's one of our bigger ones. So, yeah, it might be a good idea to come along early if you're registering for the first time.
Yep. Now, you mentioned numbers. I know from previous years that the numbers are steadily growing. We used to get 30, 40, 50, 60. Now we get 70 or 80 on a regular basis. How was last week?
Pretty good. We had a little bit of inclement weather, a little bit wet, but we still had 120 members and helpers along on our first day.
Wow, that's a good start.
That was for the season, and like last season we had 450 members all up for the whole season, and we averaged about 130 members along to each of our runs.
Right, and it's very popular, as I say. It's very family orientated, but also for people that play winter sport and they want to keep fit during the summer. They may not play cricket or any other, you know, outdoor sport, softball for the ladies or whatever. So this is a good opportunity for them to keep fit, and as I said, they can be competitive as they want to, or they can be as non-competitive as they want to.
Definitely, Martin. We've got some really good runners in the club, but we've got ones that are starting for the first time, younger runners, along with ones that just want to come along for a walk or a jog or a run, and it's very good for that.
One thing we should point out to parents and youngsters too is that most of the runs, or the majority of them, are off the road, out of the way, where there's little traffic, and where there is traffic, all those points are controlled by marshals.
Definitely, Martin. We've got most of our runs definitely off the road, but there is the odd one where it incorporates a little bit, and all of our runs, we will have marshals out there on the courses just for the safety of our members.
Okay, well, good luck tomorrow and for the rest of the season. I'm not sure whether I'm going to turn up tomorrow or not yet. I probably will. If I don't see you tomorrow, Craig, I'll see you the week after. Thanks for your time today.
No worries, Martin. Thank you so much. And must say thank you to 7BU, 7AD for the support that over the years you've given us too. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. Thanks, Craig.
No worries. Thanks, Martin.